This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents the 31 Days of Horror. Day 19. The Elevator Ritual. This game appears to originate on a Korean website some may recognize as a source of a particular comic that pops up every few months or so on sites like Reddit. Unfortunately, I don't speak Korean. I was, however, able to locate what claims to be a translation of the game which appears from several years ago. The instructions appear below. Be very careful with this. Some claim that the infamous video of Alisa Lam shows her playing the game. She was, of course, later found dead in a rooftop water cistern. Whether it's real or not, proceed with extreme caution. It's claimed that this game, done correctly, takes you to another world where everything is just like in the normal world, except you're the only person, and the world is dark. Some who claim to have successfully returned after playing the game report a red cross in the distance, but all claim to have become disoriented and had trouble remembering how to get back. A good precaution might be to write the return instructions on your hand, provided there's enough light to see if you're able to make the trip. Here's how to play the game. Good luck. Only one person can play at a time. You can only perform this ritual in a building at least 10 stories high with at least one elevator in it. You cannot proceed otherwise. Instructions. Traveling. Enter the elevator from the first floor by yourself. If anyone else gets on, then understand that you cannot continue from the first floor and wait until the elevator can be taken alone. Press the button for the fourth floor. Do not get out when the elevator reaches the fourth floor. Stay in the elevator and press the button for the second floor. Do not get out when you reach the second floor. Stay on the elevator and then press the button for the sixth floor. Do not get out when you reach the sixth floor. Remain in the elevator and press the button for the second floor. Do not get out when you reach the second floor. Stay on the elevator and press the button for the 10th floor. Some have reported hearing a voice calling to them on the second floor during this middle section of the ritual. Do not reply. Do not answer in any way. Do not get out when you've reached the 10th floor. Stay on and press the button for the 5th floor. It's been reported by some that a woman may enter the elevator on floor 5. She may appear as a stranger who wishes to engage with you. More importantly, she may appear as someone you know. It's important that you do not acknowledge her in word or glance. If the elevator you're in is reflective, then stare at the floor or the buttons only. Now press the button to head to the first floor. If instead of going toward the first floor, you instead begin to ascend to the 10th, then you know you've performed the ritual correctly. However, and this is very important, if you instead do descend to the first floor, then you've done something wrong. Get off on the first floor immediately. If the woman is on the elevator, then remember not to acknowledge her. If you reach the 10th floor, you can either stay on the elevator or exit the elevator. Some have reported that upon attempting to leave the elevator, the woman will try one last time to engage with you. She may raise her voice and ask where you're going or what's wrong. She may shriek as you cross the door's threshold. Keep your wits about you and do not engage or look at her even out of fear. There's only one way to know whether you've traveled to the other world for sure. You will know because you will be the only person there. Traveling back to your home world. Alternatively, if you do not exit on the 10th floor, press the button for the first floor and keep pressing it until the elevator begins to move. Once you've reached the first floor, exit immediately. Do not exit on any other floor but the first. Do not acknowledge the woman if she's on the elevator. If anyone else gets on, then do not speak to them either. Remain silent. If you do exit the elevator at the 10th floor, the elevator you use to get there is the only one you can use to return. Remember it. When you get back on the elevator, press the buttons in the same order you did in steps 2 through 8, which you used to travel. This should take you to the 5th floor. Once you've reached the 5th floor, press the button for the first floor. Do not be surprised when you instead begin to ascend again to the 10th floor. Do not panic. You can press the button of any floor lower than 10 to stop ascending, but you have to do it before you again reach the 10th floor. Some have described feeling called not to cancel the elevator's ascension. You must. Once you've canceled the ascension and reached the first floor, make sure that everything seems normal to you. If anything seems remotely strange, if you hear anything you should not be hearing, if you smell something you don't recognize, then do not exit the elevator. You have to repeat step 2 until everything on the first floor seems normal. This is very important. Once you're satisfied that everything on the first floor is as it should be in your world, then you can exit the elevator. Additional information on traveling. The other world has been described by travelers as dark, but otherwise exactly like your home world. Again, you will know that it is not your world because no one else will be there. You may see a distant red cross through a window. This may be a cross, or it may be something else. Electronics often do not work, but some have posted videos claimed to have been taken while traveling to the other world. You may become disoriented if you exit on the 10th floor. You may feel dizzy. Be vigilant. Pay attention to how you are feeling and keep your wits about you. If you pass out, you may wake up at home, but understand, it may not be your home world. It also may not be the other world you intended to travel to by invoking this ritual. Examine everything around you to make sure it's as it should be. If you get on the wrong elevator on your return trip, then do not enter the return sequence. It will not work. Regarding the woman, do not speak to her. Do not look at her. Do not check to see if she is still there. She is. If you do, she may decide to keep you for her own.
For more information, including pictures and videos of the stories told on this podcast, or to suggest stories for future episodes, please visit us at CreepyPod on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or email us at creepypod@gmail.com. All stories told on this podcast can be found at creepypastawikia.com and are protected by a Creative Commons license, some rights reserved unless otherwise stated.